Morning. Today's daf in Zvachim's Pei Tes. We start today the next parak of the Masechta. We are obviously on the top of the Amud. We're about to start a short parak. The tenth parak talks about priority and who gets in line first. And of course, of any given day in the Beis Hamikdash, so numerous karbanos are brought. And is there any kind of priority in terms of who gets in line first? And that's what we're going to be learning. And there really are two factors to take into consideration. Today's daf, we're going to be introduced to both factors. Factor number one is tadiris. Which one is a more regular? We have an expression here in English, familiarity breeds contempt. The halacha is the exact opposite. Halacha is that the more something is regular, the more that it should take precedence. And the second consideration is kedusha. Sanctity also is a consideration. What happens when these two go conflicting one with another? So that's coming up later in this parak. Not much later, as there's not much to this parak. The parak is only three blotted gemaras. We start with the Mishnah. We are on the very top of Pei Testament. Aleph, the Mishnah begins called Atazim Chavera Kodim is Chavera. So the Mishnah here unrolls the first rule, and that is tadiris. Anything which is more common is to take priority. Hatminim Kodim Musaf. So the first halacha is that a carbon tamid comes before the carbon musaf. Tamid obviously is brought every day. Two carbon tamids are brought daily, one in the morning, one in the afternoon. So if there's a day in which there's a tamid and there's a musaf, so Shabbos is a pretty good example in that there's a constancy to Shabbos that happens every week. So in other words, so the carbon musaf of Shabbos happens weekly, but still the tamid is obviously more frequent. The daily carbon is obviously more frequent than the one that comes on Shabbos. Goes without saying, if it's a musaf of Yontif or a musaf of Rosh Chodesh, it comes even less frequently. Fine, so the carbon tamid comes before all that. Musaf Shabbos kodem lemusaf Rosh Chodesh. The carbon musaf of Shabbos comes before the musaf Rosh Chodesh. And now you just simply count it up, meaning which one of them is more frequent. Shabbos obviously is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh, and so therefore Shabbos comes before Rosh Chodesh. Musaf Rosh Chodesh kodem lemusaf Rosh Hashanah. The musaf from Rosh Chodesh comes before the musaf of Rosh Hashanah. Shenamar Milvado Lasaboker Shirla Olasa Tamita Suaseila. So and what is the source of this halacha that something which has more frequency is going to be coming first before something which is less frequent? So the Gemara quotes the pasuk from Parshas Pinchas. We just laid this parsha last week in Shabbos. This pasuk is in relationship to the yontif of Pesach. So the Torah says milvad olas haboker, meaning all the additional karbanos that you bring on Pesach. So good, you bring those karbanos, but in addition, milvad olas haboker, asher lo olas tamid. But that's in addition to the karban tamid, meaning first and foremost, bring the karban tamid, and then and only after then do you bring the additional karbanos, which are less frequent. The question to ask on this Mishnah is the first halacha that was the first example that was brought down in this Mishnah. Meaning the rule is solid. Anything that's more constant is going to have priority and is going to come before something which is less common, less frequent. That's good. That's a straightforward rule. The first example that's given in this Mishnah is Tamid before Musaf. Tamid before Musaf, why? Because the Tamid is daily and the Musaf is not on a daily basis. That's also very good. Tosfos points out over here, Tema. Take a look at the top Tosfos on the Amud, Tema, the Beperek Tamid Nishchat. So you turn to the fifth parak of Psachim, Amrina Minayin Shelo Yedaver Kodem LaTamid Shenamar Haola Ola Rishona. So we have a drasha over there in the beginning of the fifth parak, which is that as far as the morning is concerned, which carbon is to come first before anything else? So the Torah says Ola HaOla, meaning the carbon Tamid. Meaning not because it's more frequent, just simply because as a drasha, the carbon Ola Shel Tamid is the first one there. In fact, the Gemara over there in Psachim, if you remember, so it tells us that the two tamidim that are brought daily are kind of like the bookends for all the karbanos that are brought over the course of the day. So in other words, in the beginning of the day, the first thing that goes is the tamid shel boker. Then you bring all your karbanos, and then the tamid shel bein arbayim is going to be the closing of the bookmark for every day. So that even though, regardless of how many karbanos are brought in the course of every day, it's going to be bookended by tamid shel shachar and the tamid shel bein arbayim. One notable exception, as long as we're bringing up the fifth parak of Pesachim. One notable exception, of course, that something that comes after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, and that is Karban Pesach. Karban Pesach is a notable exception where it is brought after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, which is why on Pesach, so what we're going to do is we're going to change the schedule of the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim. Normally, normally Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is offered in the later part of the afternoon, but because we know the Karban Pesach is to come after the Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim, Tamid Shel Bein Arbayim is moved up. How far is it moved up? It's kind of a moving target. It really depends on the kind of Erev Pesach it is. If it's the kind of Erev Pesach where I need even more time, like for example, Erev Pesach and Erev Shabbos, so then I back up the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim as early as possible, which is a half an hour after midday. Okay, anyway, but so Tosfos over here is bothered by the simple question. I know that the Talmud Shel Shachar comes first, not because it's Tadir, meaning, although that's our Mishnah's rule, but simply because that's the halacha. The halacha is that nothing is to come before the Talmud Shel Shachar. So why then are we having now seemingly two rules that speak to one conclusion? Talmud Shel Shachar comes first. Why? Our Mishnah here in Tzvachim says because it's frequent. It's more frequent. The Mishnah in Psachim says it has to do with the fact that it's Ha'olah, meaning it's just simply the rule is nothing comes before the Talmud Shel Shachar. So Lamali, so Tosfos over here, a third line of Tosfos. Lamali, typically Mahacha. So Tosfos over here just wonders now, so why do I have two rules that give us, why do I have two sources that gives us one rule? And if you go on, and Tosfos answers this question in a number of different ways, V'yei Shlomar, I'm going to drop right into the middle of the Tosfos, into the middle of the thin lines. The Yeshlamar, it is right after the parentheses of Menachos. Da ola ola rishona lahakdamas haktara. De bahaktara airi. Vikra dahach lahakdamas shchita de tasu es eila ba'asiyah de dam airi. So Tosfos suggests as follows, is that I need the two rules because, as we know, when it comes to a carbon, so there are numerous aspects to the carbon. There's the sprinkling of the blood. There's the sprinkling of the blood, and there's also, after the sprinkling of the blood, which is the principal form of the kaparas hakarban, that is what gives the carbon its check. You know, we keep talking about the check over and over again. In other words, so now the owner receives a check here. In this case, it's the Talmud Shel Shachar, the owner is the public. It's a carbon seaboard. But still, in other words, there's the sprinkling of the dam, and on top of that, there's also the burning of the limbs. So Tosfos is making the suggestion over here that as far as Tadiris is concerned, so that could be vis-a-vis the sprinkling of the blood. But in other words, the other halacha that's learned in Pesachim, that's even going on the Haktar, even on the burning of the limbs of the Talmud Shel Shachar, that also comes before everything else as well. So Tosfos suggests maybe the two rules are speaking to the two parts of the karban, sprinkling of the blood, offering of the Imurim, or in this case the Evarim, on the top of the Mizbech. Let's start with the Gemara Menalan. So the Gemara says, where does this rule come from? That something that has more frequency should therefore come first. Menalan, the Gemara says, what are you asking? Kedagamar Taima. Go back to the Mishnah and reread the Mishnah. The Mishnah told us, Mavada Lo Saboka, the Torah, the Mishnah gave us a source from the Pasuk in the Torah. So Dilma Tmidin Hein Dekadmu L'Musafim. Mishum Detadir Musafim, Mishum Detadiri. So the Gemara says, okay. In other words, I can understand the source is telling me that the Talmud comes before the Musaf because the Talmud is more frequent. But Musaf la Musaf minale. But now let's talk about extending this rule, which the Mishnah clearly does. The Mishnah not only limits the rule to Talmud Musaf, the Mishnah also talks about Musafim as well. In other words, we can gauge when I have various Musafim that are brought on a single day, so which one comes first? Meaning, if it's Shabbos Rosh Chodesh, so which Musaf comes first? So now I get to gauge. Well, Shabbos is more frequent than Rosh Chodesh. So therefore, Shabbos should come first. So the Gemara now wants to know, what's the source for that? The Pasuk that you cited only is comparing Tamid to Musaf. I want to know, what's the source for Musaf and Musaf? Amar Rav Elazar, Damar Kra, Ka'ela Tasula, Yom Shivas Yamim, Ela, Ka'ela. So the Pasuk, which has somehow gained some popularity, but the Pasuk over here that describes that this is the again, back to Parshas Pinchas last week, Sedra, back to the Karbanos in Parshas Pinchas, and Pesach. So Pesach, so what do we have? So you have a set of Karbanos that are outlined on the first day of Pesach, and then the Torah says, and then for the next 6 days of Pesach, Ka'ila. In other words, rinse, repeat. Do it every single day the same way you did on day one. So Ka'ila Tasula Yom Shivas Yamim. This is the way you're doing it for all 7 days. Ela, Ka'ila. And this is always going to be the format, meaning regardless of what the scenario is, this is always going to be the format, and that is that I gauge which one is more frequent than the other. So the Gemara says, that's a source behind me, by Leilugufe. What do you mean, that's a source? I need that pasuk just to tell me the basic halacha. Meaning the first thing that I look for when I see a pasuk in the Torah is, what's the basic halacha that's coming to teach me? And then we could talk about drushas that come out of it. But the first things first, gufe dekra. Meaning, what's the pasuk telling me? The sequence of karbanos that are offered on all 7 days of Pesach. So, imke nichtav eila ta'asu layom. So the Gemara says, yeah, but if all we wanted, if all the Torah wanted to do was communicate to us what the sequence of karbanos is, it would have said just simply Eila Tasu L'Yom. So Ikas of Eila Tasu L'Yom Shivasa Yemeim Havamina Eila Shivasa Yemen. So the Gemara says no, because if the Torah would have said that, I might have thought like this. You see the karbanos that we offer on day one, Eila Tasu El Shivasa Yemeim. Take these karbanos and spread them out over the next 6 days. So that over the next 6 days, you're going to be offering these karbanos again, but not on a daily basis. So the Gemara says, no, layom ksiv. I skipped the parentheses. No, the Torah says, I wouldn't have thought that because the Torah says layom. Layom means daily. So therefore, we already now know that as far as gufei dekra, the basic point of the Torah, that these karbanos that are offered on day one of Pesach are going to be repeated for the next 6 days. So it says it. It says layom. What is the Torah telling us? Ka'ela. The Ka'ela is coming to tell me that we're going to follow this as a model. That any time it's a question of which carbon comes before which, I look at frequency. So the Gemara says, well, maybe the way to understand the Torah is Eila Layom, and meaning that as far as the first day is concerned, these are the carbonates that are brought. As far as the other days are concerned, I don't know. So Amakra Tasu. You call us through your Shabbos. So the Gemara says, no, I never would have entertained that thought because the Torah says the words Tasu. Tasu means that this is the way it's performed. Performance for the next 6 days are going to be following the same way as day one. Day one is a certain prescription of karbanos. Same thing is true for the next 6 days as well. So right now the Gemara is landing on how do I know that prioritization comes based on frequency, and how do I know it not only as it relates to a Tamid versus a Musaf, but also as it relates to Musaf versus Musaf. So the Gemara says is that we learn it from the Pasuk of Ka'ila. Abaye Amar Abaye says, Migufa Dekra. Abaye says, no. The truth of the matter is that I can go back to the basic Pasuk. I don't have to go to the next Pasuk. So Imke Lemakra Milvadalos Aboker, Vetishtok. The Torah, if all the Torah wanted to communicate to us was that Tami comes before Musaf, the Torah could have just simply said Mavados al Aboker. Mavados al Aboker tells me Musaf in addition to the Tami Shel Shachar. So in other words, Tami Shel Shachar is first, Musaf is second. Asher la'olas hatamid. But then the Torah goes and gives us three extra words, says Abaye. What are those three extra words coming to teach us? Lamali, lamemer da'ach de tadira tikdom. Those three extra words that they're now telling us is that this is not just a localized rule regarding Tamid versus Musaf. That if I have Tamid and Musaf, Tamid comes before Musaf, but the next three words in the Pasuk are coming to tell me that this is a precedent, this is a principle, that any time I have Tadirus, I have a question of frequency, so frequency will determine priority. That which is more frequent is going to come first.
So you already have a drasha for Tamid, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's a template already that says Tadir is Koga, right?
Right.
Why do I need another template for Musaf?
So I need another template for Musaf only because the pasuk when the Gemara that cited the pasuk by the karbanos that are brought on the first day of Pesach, the pasuk is talking about Musaf in relationship to Tamid Shel Shachar. So just from the context of the pasuk, it seems like it's only detailing when I have Tamid versus Musaf, But if I have Musaf versus Musaf, so I don't have a pasuk that clearly states the rule. Meaning, you're right, it does create a template, but what the Gemara was arguing is that that template can only be as it relates to a Tamid versus a Musaf. Where exactly in the Torah does it say that if it's Musaf versus Musaf, so then I look at frequency? That's what the Gemara was struggling with. The Gemara gave two suggestions. Okay. We're up to the next Mishnah. And the next Mishnah now gives us our other basic rule. In terms of establishing priority, who comes first in line? So far we had Tadirus. And now we have Kedusha. Kol mekudesh mechaver kol mischavero. So anything that has more sanctity is going to take precedence over that which has less sanctity. So the Mishnah now is going to unroll for us a number of different examples in terms of determination of Kedusha. Meaning as far as the source of this halacha is concerned, interestingly enough, the Mishnah is not going to tell us. But in terms of what has more Kedusha, so that's an interesting question. What is going to be the determinant of that which has more kedusha? I mean, we're talking about karbanos; they all have a lot of kedusha. Certainly, and we're going to see this in the course of our upcoming discussion. Certainly, when we have karbanos, we have two categories, like we said from day one of the Masechta. We have kachay kadashim versus kachim kalim. Just by the name themselves, you get the idea that something is kachay kadashim. So that's kodesh squared. So if it's Kachim Kedushim, obviously that's going to have more Kedusha than Kachim Kalim. That much we can ascertain. In terms of what are other determinants in terms of what has more Kedusha, so the Mishnah is going to teach us. The Mishnah begins, Kol Mekush Mechaver, Kol Mechaver, Dam Achatas Kom LaDam HaOla. So the blood of the Karban Chatas is coming before the blood of a Karban Ola. Now, when we say Ola over here, of course, we're not talking about the Tamid, meaning the Tamid already was described in the previous Mishnah. That has the rule of Tadir. Here in this Mishnah, we're talking about after the Tamid Shel Shachar is brought, now there's a line of Karbanas that are there. So if one Karban is Shechted, which is a Chatas, and another Karban Shechted, which is an Ola, so which one of them now gets to go first in line? The blood of a Karban Chatas. Why? Mimneshu Meratze. So interesting, the Gemara says the Chatas comes before the Ola because the Chatas is providing a Ritzui. It's providing a Kapara, an atonement for the one who's bringing it. Now the Ola, as we discussed earlier in the Masechta, is providing some sort of Kapara, but it is vague, and it's hard to really put our finger on what exactly the Kapara is. Mashenkin, when it comes to Karban Chatas, so it's specific. A Karban Chatas is coming for a specific sin, and so therefore the chatas comes before the ola. Evari ola kodem le'imure chatas. Mimneshu kala le'ishim. That's as it relates to the blood. But what if it relates now to the parts of these karbanos that go up onto the mizbech? When it comes to the chatas, it's not the whole chatas that goes up onto the mizbech. It's only the imurim. Remember, the meat of the karban chatas is consumed by the zichrei kohuna in the azara. But as far as the imurim of the chatas versus the avarim of an ola, as it relates to an ola, as we already know, the ola goes in its entirety up onto the mizbeach. It's flayed and cut into pieces, but then it goes on the top of the mizbeach. So now, if we have a line going up the ramp to the top of the mizbeach, and right now I have kohanim having the imurim of the chatas, another kohen has the avarim of an ola, which one comes first? So even though as it relates to blood, chatas comes before ola, because as far as kapara is concerned, the chatas has more kedusha because it's providing a specific ritzui. But when it comes to now the parts being burnt on the mizbeach, ola comes first. Why does ola come first? Mimneshu kalil le'ishim, because the ola is being totally burnt on the mizbeach. The fact that it's being totally burnt on the mizbeach is indicative of this idea that it has more kedusha. Chatas kodemus la'asham, and now for the rest of the Mishnah, all we're going to do is we're going to compare. So as far now as the chatas versus an asham, mipnei dama nitin ladal kranos al hayisod. So as it relates to the chatas has more kedusha. Why? Because look at the application of the blood. The blood of a karban chatas is going to be applied to the four corners of the mizbech, as opposed to the karban asham, where there only is going to be an application of two and not four. Two, by the way, shaim shem dalet, meaning we are going to hit all four sides, but still, the number of applications is only two. Mashenkin, when it comes to karban chatzos, it's four. Asham kodem letoda, a karban asham comes before toda. I'm sorry, before I go on, I just want to back up for one moment. In other words, we said that the chatzos comes before the asham because it hits all four corners, and then I glossed over it, but I don't want to gloss over it. Let's go back, and it says al hayisod, and it also goes on the base as well. It goes on the base, meaning that we know after the application of the four corners of the karban chatas, then you take the remainder of the blood, shayare hadam, and you just simply pour it, shvichas dam, on the yisod hamizbech. So it's poured on the yisod. So Rashi over here, just take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, vi al hayisod, shvichas shirayim va'asham lo matzina shenemru. So Rashi, interesting, meaning we're comparison shopping. In other words, and we're saying that the chatas has more kedusha than the asham, and we're saying it because chatas is sprinkled on all four corners and onto the yisod as opposed to the asham. Now, what Rashi over here said in the Mishnah is really significant. You know, by the asham, so there's no shvicha shirayim? Well, that's not true. There is shvicha shirayim, meaning after the application of the blood of the karban asham, what do you do with the remainder of the blood? You pour it onto the yisod. Rashi over here, that's why Rashi very deftly writes, when it comes to the asham, so this is not before mefurash. In other words, it's not explicitly stated in the Torah. So as opposed to karban chatos, where the Torah explicitly states that after application to the four corners, on the four corners of the mizbech, then you pour it onto the yisod. So what Rashi is explaining is that vis-a-vis the yisod, you have a yisod by the chatos, you also have a yisod by the karban asham as well. It's just that by the chatas, it's explicitly mentioned. And so it's interesting. The Rashi over here is certainly highlighting this idea that explicit mention also gives it a certain extra kick, a certain extra an extra priority.
In the past that if you can have a drasha, it's even a higher level than explicit.
That the only thing I'll correct about your question is that the Gemara doesn't say higher level. Right? The Gemara you're referring to says chaviva. In other words, the Chachamim loved it more. It's a little bit more of an emotional connection to a drasha than it is a halachic. That's what I think. I could be wrong. Okay.
But can you argue that since Chatat is the only korban for the zerika goes on four corners, is the only one that should precede everything else because of the uniqueness?
Okay, fine. In other words, there are a lot of different ways to look at things, right. And by the Chatas versus Ola, also that's another consideration as well. Okay.
If they are done at the same time.
Meaning there's a line. Right. In other words, there's a line, and there's a coin there with a cup of blood of Chatas, and there's another coin with the blood of cup of an Ola. And so what now the Kohanim are going to do is they're going to say, well, who should come first?
No, but if to choose which korban to do Shechita first.
I don't know if it's that systematic and that organized where like it's just one korban at a time in the Beis HaMikdash. The picture I have, the impression I get is that the courtyard is not that big, admittedly. But in other words, but various Kohanim are working on various Karbanos. Back to the Mishnah Hashem Kodem L'Toda. Okay, so now, once again, we're just comparison shopping one Karban to another in terms of which one has more Kedusha. We are now gauging an Hashem versus a Toda. Hashem comes before a Karban Toda. Why should that be? So Hashem Kodem L'Toda, Kashem Kodem L'Toda Ve'el Nazir, Mimneshu Kachi Kedashim. So the Hashem comes first because the Hashem falls into the category of Kodesh Kadashim. Like we've said already many times throughout this Masechta, we highlighted this in the fifth parak of the Masechta. Now we're in the tenth parak, we get to revisit this idea. So Hashem, Shecht in the north, eaten by Zichrei Kahuna, only in the Azara, meaning it follows all the rules of Kachi Kadashim. Masha Enke, when it comes to Toda Nel Nazir, they are Kachim Kalim, can be Shechted in anywhere, consumed. Depends on what we're talking about. Not all the karbanos, but specifically the toda and the isle of the nazir consumed anywhere in Yerushalayim. So it's kashim kalim. Okay, that's fine. Toda ve'el nazir kodmim l'shlamim. However, let's say it's a karban toda and el nazir vis-a-vis a standard karban shlamim. So the toda and the el nazir come first. Mimneim shein ne'echalam liyom echad utu'unim lechem. So the isle of the nazir and the Karban Toda are going to take precedence because even though it falls under the category of Kachim Kalim as the Shlamim, but still there are unique aspects to them. One, says the Mishnah, is that the length of time, the duration of time, they're only consumed for one day and the subsequent night. Masha Enkein, when it comes to a standard Shlamim, you have 2 days to eat it. So the fact that it's reduced time, the Mishnah is now speaking to the idea that reduced time speaks to the fact that it has more Kedusha. Additionally, says the Mishnah, that when it comes to the Toda and the El Nazir, there is also an accompaniment of Lechem. So it's complemented with bread, since it's complemented with loaves of bread, so therefore also speaks to this idea that it has more Kedusha. Shlamim kodmim lebechor. Now, let's say I have a standard carbon shlamim and a bechor being offered. Which one takes priority? Shlamim takes priority. So your standard shlamim has features that is not demonstrated by the bechor. One, in terms of application. So the application is four. Four over here in the Mishnah means shtaim shein dalet. Two applications which it's four walls. Also with your standard shlamim. So smicha is required, the leaning of your hands on the head of the karban, nisachim, the accessory of the oil, wine, and flour that's brought together with it, tenufa chazav ashok, the waving of the parts of the karban that are eventually going to be given to the kohen. So this is all standard with a standard shlamim. However, when it comes to the bechor, so you have none of this. Meaning by the bechor, it's only one application onto the mizbeach, and there is no nisachim. There's no smicha, nesachim, tenufa, chaz, v'shok. None of this exists by the bechor, and so therefore shlamim comes before the bechor. Habechor kodem la'maiser. Bechor comes before maiser behema. Now this one's a tight race. the Bechor and the Maisa Behema. Because in terms of the application, they're the same. In terms of their lack of Smicha Nesachim, Tenufa Chazav Ashok, they are the same. So there really is not much separating them in terms of Kedusha, but the Mishnah hits on the one point that separates them in terms of Kedusha. Mimnei Shekedusha Asamei Rechem V'Nechala Kohanim. Sorry, 2 points. One is that the Bechor is going to come before Maisa Behema because Bechor has Kedusha the moment it's born. So it's a congenital Kedusha. Thank you. So, and number two, says the Mishnah, is that Nechal HaKohanim, the Bechor is going to be eaten by the Kohanim. So, since it's reduced in terms of its consumer base, and since its Kedusha comes at the point of birth, so therefore, the Bechor has more Kedusha than that of Maisa Behema. Umaisa Kodem La'ofos. Now, the Maisa Behema, even though now in the list of karbanos by an animal is the lowest on the level of Kedusha, but it will come before any bird being offered. Mimneshu Zevach, because it's a karban. Now, obviously, a bird is also a karban, but in other words, something special spoken to this idea of being a zevach, being an animal that's being shechted. The Yeshbo Kodesh Kadashim. It falls under the category of a zevach, and on top of that, also Yeshbo Kodesh Kadashim. Damo v'imurav. Meaning, as it relates to a regular animal, so it can be segmented. Meaning, parts of it are, in other words, you extract the blood, which is then going to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach. Then there's the imurim of an animal, which go on the top of the Mizbeach, which, as we discussed already before, but here we get to hear the Mishnah say it. The imurim of a karban, even if it's a shlamim, the imurim of a karban have the status of Kodesh Kadashim, because it goes on the top of the Mizbeach. Ha'ofos, sorry. Let's just pause for just a moment. Let me fully explain this. As it relates to birds, however, there is no segmentation regarding a bird. Meaning, birds only come of one of two types of karbanos. It can only come as a chatos, or it can come as an ola, and that's it. As an ola, what happens to the bird? It's burned on the top of the mizbeach. As a chatos bird is concerned, what happens? The blood goes on the mizbeach, but there's no imurim. No parts of the bird are going up onto the mizbeach, meaning as far as the rest of the bird is concerned. So it's consumed by the Kohanim. So in other words, you don't have this kind of idea expressed in a bird as you do in an animal. And so even the lowest animal's kedusha, meaning the Bechor, Maiser Behema, is going to be prioritized and come before any bird. And note, by the way, it's interesting because birds are olachatas. Categorically, they're on a higher kedusha. But again, when all said and done, they're birds. And they don't have this feature of Dama V'imuram, so therefore the birds take a backseat to any animal. Ha'ofos kodem l'menachos, mimnei shehein minei damim. Now birds and a mincha. So there's a line to the Mizbeach, and one Kohen is holding a bird, and another Kohen is holding a mincha. So the birds come before because the birds have blood, which are going to be sprinkled on the Mizbeach, speaking to the fact that it has more Kedusha. Minchas chote kodel minchas nedava. So let's say two Kohanim are standing in line with the mincha to be offered. One is holding the mincha v'chote, the mincha v'sinner. Under certain circumstances, a sinner is going to be bringing a mincha of achatas, the ol of a yared, right? The fluctuating carbon mentioned at the end of Parshas Vayikra. So if the person is bedali dalos, if the person is really poor, so he's going to be bringing a minchas chote. Also, the sota is bringing a minchas chote as well. So if the mincha of a chote is being brought, so that comes before your standard mincha, your standard voluntary mincha. And for the obvious reason that the minchas chote is coming as a kapara. As we learned at the beginning of this Mishnah, when something is coming as a kapara, so therefore it gains priority. And finally, the Mishnah concludes by saying that the chatas bird comes before the ola bird, and not only in terms of how it's offered, but even when sanctified. So sanctity should first be imbued into the chatas bird, and then and only then, only into the ola bird as well. The ola bird afterwards. That's correct. But it's still somewhat amorphous in terms of it doesn't have the specificity as a carbon chatas does. We start with the Gemara. We are on the very top of Peitesam and Beis. Menahani Mili. How do I know? And when the Gemara is asking, how do I know? How do I know that the blood of a chatos comes before the blood of an ola? And how do I know that the limbs of an ola come before the imurim of a chatos? Meaning, what the Gemara now wants to seek is that unusual split in the Mishnah when it comes to blood, chatos before ola. When it comes to the parts going on to the mizbeach, ola before chatos. Like, what's happening over here? So the Gemara says, "Menan imilatan rabbanan." So we go back to Parshas Shmini. Parshas Shmini. Parshas Naso. Over here, we're describing the inauguration of the Mishkan, and we're talking about the karbanos that are brought on the inauguration of the Mishkan. We are in Parshas Baloscha. Okay, it's third try, but I got it. Parshani ben Bakar tikach lechatas. So you're going to take the second bull as a karban chatas. The Torah over there is outlining exactly what karbanos are brought for chinuch, for inauguration. And so one karban is going to be an ola, and the second one is going to be a chatas. So imba lamed, I'm sorry. Yeah. Parshani ben bakar tikach lechatas. Imba lamed shein shnayim harei kvar nemar v'ases achad chatas v'ases ola. Now, is the Torah telling me that it's number two because the Torah wants to give us a sum total? If the Torah wants to give us a sum total, so all we need to do is just back up a little bit because the Torah there says, bring one as a chatas and bring the other one as an ola. So over here, this is not higher accounting, this is not higher mathematics. So I have one as a chatas and one as an ola. So now I look at the sum total and I get two. Good. I know it's two. Matam alomar parsheni ben bakar tikach lechatas. So why then is the Torah saying, and take the next bowl, the second one, and bring as a chatas? I know it's the second one. I already figured out that there are two. So I might have thought that chatos comes before ola in every aspect. Not only is the blood of the chatos going to come before the ola, but even the imurim of the chatos are going to come before the ivarim of the ola. So that's what the Torah is telling us, that the chatos is secondary. Well, how can the chatos be secondary? Meaning the chatos is primary. So now we're going to get the split. If I only had that second pasuk that talks about the chatos being secondary, so I might have thought that it should be secondary in every aspect. I go back to the previous pasuk that says that the chatos comes before the ola. So basically what I have is conflicting psukim in terms of which is primary, which is secondary. One pasuk speaks to the idea of chatos primary, ola secondary, and the other pasuk says exactly the opposite. Ha ketzad, dam chatos kodemus ladam ola mimnei shemiratzem. So therefore, in terms of determining now what's what, so the Gemara now says the blood of a chatos is coming before the ola because the blood is providing specific kapara. Masha enkein, as it relates to the rest of the karban, the part that is offered on the mizbeach, so the ivarim of the ola are going to come before the imurim of the chatos. The Gemara says, why don't we do the following? Why don't we do one application of the blood of the chatas, pause, and then offer the blood of the ola. So to that, the Gemara gives two basic answers. Number one, Amar Ravina hach bechatas alaviyam askinam v'afagav dechi ola dami kamar rechmane hi tikdom. So answer number one says, look, what is the source? The source is coming from the inauguration of the Levim. Now, it's true that the Torah demands that they bring a carbon chatas. Did they sin? And the answer is no. Right? I made this point back when we discussed the carbon Nesim. Carbon Nesim, the carbon that's offered by the Nesim. The Gemara said it earlier. Of the carbonas that they're bringing, one of them is going to be a carbon chatas. One of them is going to be a carbon chatas, each one of the Nesim. On the first 12 days of the inauguration of the Mishkan, so they each one of them brought a carbon chatas. Why? So earlier the Gemara said, I'll tell you why. Because the Torah says you bring a carbon chatas. Now, it's not there to resolve any kind of chet per se. You bring a carbon chatas. We noted earlier, Rashi and Chumash bringing down a medrash, says that it's providing a kapara for Mechiras Yosef. Okay.
This is just a... This is one-time experience.
Right. You're very good. It's a good question. Right. Ben is asking. In other words, how could we be learning basic halacha for all future generations from the inauguration of the Levim, which was a one-time event?
The inauguration also for the Levim, for Bechorim. The Bechorim made a sin. That's why they were replaced. Otherwise, they would have stayed bechor.
Okay, fair. Okay, that's fair. So anyway, but what the Gemara is answering is that, look, if this was a standard chatzis for kapara purposes, maybe you can make the argument. But the Gemara says, but it's not. In other words, it's a kapara which really is an ola in function, meaning the levim are bringing it simply because the Torah says, levim, bring it. But so you can't segregate, you can't segment the first application of blood to the other three, and as a result of that, this suggestion of when I have a regular chatas and ola, so sprinkle one and then interrupt it with the carbon ola. We can't make that suggestion. And b'marava amri holve hischa b'matanas gomer. And in Eretz Yisrael, they answer the question, I would say a little bit simpler. And that is, you start with the application, you finish the application. Meaning, look, the chatas comes before the ola. And now you want to tell me that after the first application, which as we already pointed out earlier in the Masechta, the fourth parak, if I remember correctly, we already pointed out that the first of the four applications of the chatas now provides a kapara. But in other words, but you started the mitzvah. Once you started the mitzvah, so gemur. Finish the mitzvah.
That also, if you're in the middle of sprinkling and all of a sudden you stop and you go into
could be.
You wouldn't want to have the possibility that the rest would spill or whatever.
Correct. Okay, and it's a simpler answer. You started, finish. Ebailu, the Gemara now asks the following question, and so the Gemara now is going to attempt to look at three scenarios upcoming that were not discussed in the Mishnah. Scenario number one. Sorry. Evari ola v'chulev amai matana kamaisi. Sorry, I just lost my spot. Here we go. Ibai lahu. Okay. Dam chatas ve'evari ola. So let's say now the order in line to the Mizbeach, you have a kohen with the blood of a chatas, you have another kohen with the limbs of an ola. So which one should come first? And they're both in line to go up the ramp. So, Ezamem Kodim, Dam Chatas Kodim Nesha Meratza. So here you have competing arguments. On one hand, the blood of a chatas should come first because it's providing kapara. Oh, Dama Ivari Ola Kodim Nemeshu Kalili Ishim. On the other hand, the limbs of an ola are going to be totally burnt on the Mizbeach. So the Gemara says, so which one of them are going to take precedence? Which one should go first in line? Tashma. Gemara says, well, let's consider. Dam Chatas Kodim Ladam Ola Ladam Ola Hu Dekadim Leivari Ola Lo Kodim. Well, let's just read the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the blood of a chatas comes before the blood of an ola. And so the diuk in the Mishnah is the blood of an ola, but not to the limbs of an ola. The Gemara says, okay, that's a diuk, but the Gemara says, but read on the Mishnah. Adrabba. Misefa. Evarim ola, kodmim, le'imure chatas. Le'imure chatas, v'dekam le'dam chatas lo'kadim. I could also just as well read the Mishnah, that the limbs of an ola should come before the Imurim of a chatas, meaning only before the imurim of the chatas, but not before the blood of a chatas. Ela mehalek ela mishma mineh. So if all we're trying to do is make a diuk in the Mishnah, we have competing diukim in the Mishnah. So the Gemara says we there's no resolution. Ibai lehu.
So where did Rashi get it from?
What do you mean, where did Rashi?
Rashi said that it was the chatat takes precedence over, no?
No, we're now asking, the Gemara's question was the blood of a chatas versus the limbs of an ola. It was unexplored in the Mishnah.
They both take priority, doesn't
it? Right. Dam ola v'imure chatas. Once again, now here's the second area where it was unexplored in the Mishnah and the Gemara would like to try to resolve. The blood of an ola and the limbs of a chatas. Not the limbs, by the way, I'm sorry. The imurim. The parts of the chatas that go up onto the mizbeach. Ezamem kodim. Dam ola kodim de ka'asim mikoach kalil. So the blood of an ola should take priority because it's coming from a carbon that's going to be totally burnt on the mizbeach. Odilma imur chatas kodim de ka'asim mikoach mechaper. On the other hand, the imurim of the chatas are coming from a carbon that's providing kapara. So tashma dam chatas kodim ladam ola. And once again, what the Gemara is going to do is the same maneuver that it did previously, try to tease it out of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the blood of a chatas comes before the blood of an ola, dam chatas would come la dam ola, val imur chatas lo. But not before the imurim of a chatas. The Gemara says, Adrab and Misefa. The Gemara says, if we're just trying to tease it out of the Mishnah, read the next line of the Mishnah. Evari ola kodman li imur chatas. The limbs of an ola come before the imurim of a chatas. Evari ola hu dekadme li imur chata. Only the limbs of an ola come before the imurim of a chatas, aval dam ola lo, but not the blood of the ola. Ela mehalek ela mishma mina. And again, the Gemara says, to try to make diukim in the Mishnah, it's unresolved. You can make a diuk in either direction. Ibai lehu. And let's do the third one for this morning. Dam ola v'dam asham ezameim kodem. blood of an Ola, blood of an Asham. Now, that was unexplored in the Mishnah. The Mishnah talked about the blood of an Ola versus the blood of a Chatas. Chatas comes first because it's providing kapara. But over here now, blood of an Ola versus blood of an Asham. What are our competing interests over here? So the Gemara says, on the one hand, the blood of an Ola is coming, is attached to a carbon that's going to be totally burnt on the Mizbeach. On the other hand, the blood of an Asham should come first because it's providing the kapara. Tashma. Dam chatas kodem ladam Ola. Again, let's take a look at our Mishnah. The Mishnah says that the blood of a chatas comes before the blood of an Ola. Aval dam Asham lo. So the simple reading of the Mishnah is that only the chatas comes before the Ola, but not the blood of an Asham coming before the blood of an Ola, and that would seemingly be the reading of the Mishnah. Now the Gemara says, no, but didn't udi by lemisei dam Asham. Now the truth of the matter is that the Mishnah would have loved at that point in time to include it Asham. Why didn't the Mishnah do that? Because the Mishnah also wanted to make the next point as it relates to the parts that are going up onto the Mizbeach. The limbs of an Ola versus the Imur Mavachatas, Itan Limur Asham, Havamin Limur Asham, Udekadme Limur Chatas, Lokadme. You see, if Asham would have been included over there, so then we might have thought that it comes before the Imurim of the Asham, but not the Imur of the Chatas. So Mishum Hachi Tane Chatas. So in other words, for purposes of clarity, so that we properly contrast the Ola and the Chatas, both in terms of the blood and in terms of the parts that go on the Mizbeach, that's why the Mishnah only focused on Chatas. But the truth of the matter is that it relates to blood. Chatas and Asham would both trump the Ola. Tashma, the Gemara says, come in here, Chatas kodem la'asham, Chatas u'dekad malei la'asham, ava Ola lo. So the Gemara says that the Chatas comes before in front of the Asham, but not in front of the Ola, meaning if it's Ola versus Asham, Ola comes in front of Asham. So my lav dam. So isn't that part of the Mishnah talking about the blood? And haven't we resolved our question? The Gemara says no. Lo, a'imurim. Now it's not going on the blood, it's going on the imurim. Dekanami. Dekanim imnesha damanitan shmaminam. So in fact, the Gemara says if you read the Mishnah carefully, you see it's not going on the blood, but rather it's going on the imurim, because the Mishnah says, what's the argument? Because it's blood. Meaning we're looking at the presentation of the blood in order to instruct us which of the parts of the Mizbeach go on the Mizbeach first. So clearly we're talking about the Imurim, we're not talking about the Dam. Shmamina. So the Gemara says, so therefore we can conclude. So, to the questions now, let's just quickly recap today's Daf. So to the question of which one takes priority, so there are two factors in the Mishnah. The first one that we learned in the beginning of the 10th parak of Zvachim is Tadirus, frequency. That which is more frequent is there to come first. The Tam Shel Shachar comes before any of the Musafim. Even within Musafim, that Musaf which comes more frequently is going to be offered for the in front of the Musaf which comes less frequently. How do I know that? The Gemara cited two sources to get us to this rule. We talked also this morning about Tosfos. Tosfos asked a question, Tam Shel Shachar, in addition to it being Tadir, there's also another rule, which is that it's the beginning bookend of the Karbanos in the Beis HaMikdash. So seemingly I have two separate sources teaching me about the Tam Shel Shachar. Tosfos addresses that. The next Mishnah talking about which one comes first, Kedusha, sanctity. The carbon with more sanctity is going to come first. And so the Mishnah then unrolls for us all the different Karbanos and compares one Kedusha to another Kedusha of Karbanos and gives us a hierarchy of Kedusha so that we now know which comes before what. And then we went to the Gemara today. The Gemara cited the source of these halachas. The blood of Chatas comes before the blood of the Ola, but the Imurim, let me say it better, the Evarim of the Ola come before the Imurim of the Chatas. And we looked at the Chanukas HaLevim, the inauguration of the Levim, where the Karbanos over there flip Chatas Ola. And so we learned out both halachas. And then finally, the last thing we did in the course of this morning is we learned out three unexplored areas of the Mishnah in terms of what should come before what. Blood of a chatas and the limbs of an ola, which one takes priority? The Gemara says unclear. Blood of an ola, the Gemara says unclear. Blood of an ola versus the imurim of a chatas, that too the Gemara says unclear. Blood of an ola versus the blood of an asham, so that too... The Gemara leaves that one unresolved. So the three unexplored areas of the Mishnah, and the Gemara leaves each one of them unresolved.